Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, 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 it's the one only Mr. DJ Drama, a.k.a. Big Balls, Easy Dick, melting your mouth, hand and her vagina. And I'm bringing you live with no surprise, the one and only YG and Crooked Soul mixtape. It's called California Living. This for everybody on Crenshaw. This for everybody in Compton. This for everybody in Long Beach. Big shouts to Bronco and BB the General. Shout to the Bay Area, I mean the Yay Area. This for everybody banging when I do say banging. I mean banging that music that YG has been making for quite some time. That quality street music. You know who brings it to you well. It had to be only me, DJ Drama. Once again, Big Balls, Easy Dick, melts in your mouth, her hand, and her pussy, and her pussy, and her pussy. Cooking Soul, that California living. It's YG, it's DJ Drama. It's quality street music, G-Funk style. Let's get it started.
Bye. An immigration policy that puts America first. Came into this chamber today promising to try to heal the divides in America, bring America together. We're going to find out in the coming days what America thought about that. First, I want to go inside the chamber, though, as the president works his way back to John Carl, who was there for it all. One thing's pretty clear, John, he did not unify that chamber tonight.
George, I've never seen anything like it. Right now, the Democrats have basically run for the exits. I mean, usually when the president leaves, you still have members applauding. He did not unify this chamber, particularly on the issue of immigration. Not a single Democratic applause on his immigration proposal.
Yeah, and Mary Bruce, our senior congressional correspondent, that struck me as well. This is supposed to be the big bipartisan compromise. The president laying out what he called a compromise in the speech. That is not what Democrats heard, and you could hear the audible groans when he was talking about his pillars in the immigration plan.
Exactly, George. A fair compromise is how the president may be describing the plan that he's outlined, but that is certainly not how Democrats see it. And even members of the president's own party have objections to this deal. Look, this is the most pressing issue facing Congress right now, and it took the president about 45 minutes to address it. There is a urgent, looming deadline here, and Republicans and Democrats are no closer to solving this. And, George, you have to think about those dozens of dreamers in the audience tonight, what they are thinking as they hear the president talk about this, as they see the division there on the floor, concerned that they could face deportation from the beginning of March, and what the dreamers were thinking when they heard the president say that line that will likely be one of the most memorable lines of the speeches when he said, Americans are dreamers too.
Americans are dreamers too. Senior White House correspondent Cecilia Vega. We heard a lot of it. We heard that line. We also heard a lot about the dangers of unenforced borders from the president. Say echoes of his announcement speech back in June of 2015.
Exactly. One of the things that he said, though, George, is that he wants to set aside our differences, and he wanted to summon unity. And then he went on, as you mentioned, to talk about undocumented immigrants as MS-13 gang members, demonizing them. I think he's going to have a tough sell when he's trying to sell this issue of unity and bringing up this issue of undocumented immigrants as criminals for a lot of people, particularly those dreamers in that room that Mary was saying. And also, again, sort of stoking, I think many would say, racial tensions by bringing up this issue of kneeling during the national anthem. The headline out of the speech for me, George, though, is, of course, that, quote, Americans are dreamers, too. I think many people will see this as clear, concise, and compassionate from this president.
And Meghan McCain from The View also joining us, tonight. Did the president, did you hear any avenues of bipartisan compromise tonight, or was this more the president who is deciding to stick with his base?
It was actually surprisingly not as bipartisan as I had anticipated. As Cecilia just said, talking about kneeling or standing for the national anthem, his commitment to the Second Amendment, emphasizing in God we trust. Those are all things that will certainly make his base happy. But
not necessarily something I anticipated in this kind of State of the Union speech. Like I said, it was a lot more divisive than I had originally anticipated, but I'm sure conservatives will be very happy tonight.
Matthew, did the president deliver what he talked to you about earlier today?
Well, what I was thinking as I was listening to the speech is if the president met with me after the speech, I would say to him, well, that was how not to give a unifying speech. So let's go back and give the unifying speech. As everybody has mentioned, he mentioned Obamacare. The ending about the divisive, mentioned the tax cuts, divisive, mentioned the whole rift on immigration, divisive in the national anthem, divisive. Calling this a healing speech is almost like calling going on a diet by drinking a Diet Coke and eating a pizza. That's as much of a healing speech this was.
David, the president sounded like he meant it when he said it.
Well, it'll make conservatives happy, but I was thinking about all the voters, George, that we just talked in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, but in particular districts where it was less than 1% the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And then we were at that lunch today at the White House, and I asked him, what will he say to the people who are still not convinced he hasn't brought any more people into the fray in many of the places that we talked to them? And he said, I would consider it a great achievement if we could make our country united. That's what he told us today, if I could unite this country. But as you could see in that chamber tonight, Democrats are rarely standing, and certainly not on any of the policy proposals, not even on infrastructure, George, which is something the Democrats have talked long about as well.
One of the radicals did try to get bipartisan support for his national security policy for supporting the troops, I should say.
That's an easy one, for supporting the troops. You're going to get applause for that whenever you do it. It was also just a particularly gloomy speech. I mean, he didn't mention the word carnage, but he talked a lot about carnage. It was a sad speech there at the end, and did not unify exactly what everybody is saying about not unifying. The Democrats are there. They represent people in the country who probably feel exactly the way they do.
Chris Christie, are we missing something here?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a traditional State of the Union speech, which means it was put together by a whole group of people who everybody wanted to have their little bit, and I thought it was too long. But in the end, George, I would disagree with Mark and some of the others on this. The Democrats were not standing for anything. Nothing. Even the things that everybody could be unified on, they didn't stand on. The fact of the matter is, they're in 2018 midterm election war footing. Now, the president may have done some things differently, could have shortened it, gotten a better, bigger and more unifying theme. But in the end, I don't know if they would have even stood up then. That was a pretty glum-looking group of Democrats. All through
you. Okay, Roberts, was that a mistake for the Democrats?
Well, they probably should have been somewhat more enthusiastic when the president came in. We haven't seen them not clapping for a president who enters the chamber. But he did do a variety of things that clearly did make them angry. And, you know, talking about the national standing for the national anthem, there were many African-American members of Congress there wearing kente cloth, the African cloth. The president never mentioned Africa, never said anything like that. So there was not anything there for them to relate to.
The president has left the chamber. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the Democratic response with Congressman Joseph Kennedy.
They are. So without take very personal gallery with are very nasty people that the Pentagon is going to potentially have to confront soon. Something else that we did not expect to see, because Nancy Pelosi told Democrats, rank and file Democrats, not to interrupt the president. There was loud jeering and groaning when the president mentioned the fourth pillar of his immigration plan, which is an end to chain migration. The president is proposing a plan that would let people who are in this country and get citizenship, they can bring in their nuclear family, but no longer distant relatives. That got a very, very loud rolling boo almost in the chamber. That is something that the Democratic leadership was hoping not to do. They did not want to be seen distracting the president, interrupting him. They just wanted to let him go and then be done with it tomorrow. But that is something that you're going to hear a lot about, and it goes to show how difficult it is going to be for both sides to come together, because they are going to need Democrats and Republicans for an immigration deal, Chef.
Peter Ducey, thanks so much. AB, there were a lot of dreamers in the hall tonight. I think the final total is about 50 who are going to be the guests of Democratic representatives.
Yeah, and there was a word went out that Congressman Gosar of Arizona was going to be asking the Attorney General and the Department of Justice to have people there checking IDs to see here at the Capitol if any illegal immigrants were here and have them arrested. And there was sort of a fight breaking out on Twitter over this. It's quite remarkable. The president, in his comments, Chip, on chain migration, said that anyone coming in here in the past has had the ability to bring in unlimited numbers of relatives, and that's just simply not true.
Yeah, and that got a loud boom.
That's why it was prompted.
While we wait for the Democratic response, which is just a couple of minutes away, one more thing that I thought was notable. He talked about prescription drug prices and how high they are, and he said they're going to come down, you watch, as if there were some plan for that already.
People have been eager. This is a passionate topic for President Trump. When he was a candidate, he talked about it all. He really wants to bring them down, but he's never actually put a plan on the table for how you work with the drug companies to do that, to negotiate prices. It is something, though, you can tell when he talks about it, that is a very strong priority. Also, Chef, I should mention, health really polls as an issue Americans urgently want to hear from the president about and want Congress to address. He got a big applause line saying that they've eliminated the mandate in the Affordable Care Act, but that's why you saw him talking about drug prices and also experimental drugs for terminally ill patients, because he's trying to talk to the need for the Republican Party controlling all levers of government to address this very important issue. They see it in the polling. They know it's going to affect the midterm election.
If you're a Republican and you're a supporter of President Trump, you probably loved what you just saw. From my Twitter, it looks like if you're a Democrat and you don't support him or his policies, you're mad as a wet hornet, as is often the case in these polarizing times. The Democratic response is coming up, 60 seconds from now. The Democratic congressman, Joe Kennedy III of the state of Massachusetts, has a difficult night tonight. It's never easy to follow the State of the Union.
Exactly. They call it the curse of the State of the Union response. And there are 5 responses from the Democratic Party. His is the official. It'll get response that'll get the most attention. But 5 responses shows you that he is trying to become a leader in a very divided party.
In a party which is very much trying to figure out who's going to be its voice. We're 30 seconds away. You wonder if we're going to find out tonight with 5 different people speaking on presumably the same topics.
He is a very impressive up-and-comer in this party. He's 37. He's been serving since 2012. But at the same time, as you said, this is not a party with a lot of fresh faces or names like Kennedy.
Democrat Joseph Kennedy III with the Democratic response officially tonight live. And here we go.
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is an absolute privilege to join you all tonight. We are here in Fall River, Massachusetts, a proud American city. An American city built by immigrants. From textiles to robots, this is a place that knows how to make great things. The students who are with us here this evening in the auto tech program at Diamond Regional Technical School carry on that rich legacy. Like many American hometowns, Fall River has faced its share of storms. But the people here are tough. They fight for each other. They pull for their city. It is a fitting place to gather as our nation reflects on the state of our union. This is a difficult task. Many have spent the last year anxious, angry, afraid. We all feel the fractured fault lines across our country, We hear the voices of Americans who are forgotten and feel forsaken. We see an economy that makes stocks soar, investor portfolios bulge, and corporate profits climb, but fails to give workers their fair share of the reward. A government that struggles to keep itself open. Russia, knee-deep in our democracy, an all-out war on environmental protection. A Justice Department rolling back civil rights by the day. Hatred and supremacy proudly marching in our streets. Bullets tearing through our classrooms, concerts, and congregations, targeting our safest, sacred places. And this nagging, sinking feeling, no matter your political beliefs, that this is not right. This is not who we are.
Folks, it would be easy to dismiss this past year as chaos, partisanship, as politics. But it's far, far bigger than that. This administration isn't just targeting the laws that protect us. They're targeting the very idea that we are all worthy of protection. For them, dignity isn't something you're born with, but something you measure by your net worth, your celebrity, your headlines, your crowd size, not to mention the gender of your spouse, the country of your birth, the color of your skin, the God of your prayers. Their record is a rebuke to our highest American ideal, the belief that we are all worthy, that we are all equal, that we all count in the eyes of our law and our leaders, our God, and our government. That is the American promise. Today, ladies and gentlemen, today, that promise is being broken by an administration that callously appraises our worthiness and decides who makes the cut and who can be bargained away. They're turning American life into a zero-sum game where for one to win, another must lose, where we can guarantee America's safety if we slash our safety net, where we can extend health care in Mississippi if we gut it in Massachusetts. We can cut taxes for corporations today if we raise them on families tomorrow, where we can take care of sick kids if we sacrifice dreamers. We're bombarded with one false choice after another, coal miners or single moms, rural communities or inner cities, the coast or the heartland. As if a mechanic in Pittsburgh, a teacher in Tulsa, and a daycare worker in Birmingham are bitter rivals, rather than mutual casualties of a system forcefully rigged towards those at the top. As if the parent who lies awake, terrified that their transgender son or daughter will be beaten and bullied at school, is any more or less legitimate an apparent heart is shattered by a daughter in the grips of an opioid addiction. So here is the answer the Democrats offer tonight. We choose both.
We fight for both. Because the greatest, strongest, richest nation in the world should not have to leave anyone behind. We choose a better deal for all who call our country home. We choose a living wage, and a paid leave, and affordable child care your family needs to survive. We choose pensions that are solvent, trade pacts that are fair, roads and bridges that won't rust away, a good education that you can afford. We choose a health care system that offers you mercy, whether you suffer from cancer or depression or addiction. We choose an economy strong enough to boast record stock prices and brave enough to admit that top CEOs making 300 times their average worker is not right. We choose Fall River. We choose the thousands of American communities whose roads aren't paved with power or privilege, but with an honest effort, with good faith, and the resolve to build something better for your kids. That is our story. It began the day our founding fathers and mothers set sail for a new world, fleeing oppression and intolerance. It continued with every word of our independence, the audacity to declare that all men are created equal, an imperfect promise for a nation struggling to become a more perfect union. It grew with every suffragette step, every freedom rider's voice, with every weary soul we welcomed to our shores. And to all the dreamers out there watching tonight, let me be absolutely clear. Ustedes son parte de nuestra historia. Vamos a luchar. Vamos a luchar por ustedes. Y no, nos vamos a dejar. You are part of our story. We will fight for you, and we will not walk away. America, we carry that story on our shoulders. You swarmed Washington last year to ensure that no parent has to worry if they can afford to save their child's life. You proudly marched together last weekend, thousands deep, on the streets of Las Vegas and Philadelphia and Nashville. You sat high atop your mom's shoulders and held a sign that read, "Build a wall, and my generation will tear it down." You bravely say, "Me too." You steadfastly say, "Black Lives Matter." You wade through floodwaters, battle hurricanes, brave wildfires and mudslides to save a stranger. You battle your own quiet battles every single day. You drag your weary bodies to the extra shift so that your families won't feel the sting of scarcity. You leave loved ones at home to defend our country overseas, patrol our neighborhoods at night. You serve. You rescue. You help. You heal. That, more than any law or leader, debate or disagreement, that is what drives us towards progress. Bullies may land a punch. They may leave a mark. But they have never, not once, in the history of our United States, managed to match the strength and spirit of a people united in defense of their future. Politicians politicians can be cheered for the promises they make, our country will be judged by the promises we keep. That is the measure of our character. That is who we are. Out of many, one. Ladies and gentlemen, have faith. Have faith. The state of our union is hopeful, resilient, and enduring. God bless you. God bless your family. And may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
Congressman Joe Kennedy, live from Fall River, Massachusetts, for the Democratic response to the State of the Union, live on Fox. More coverage on your local news on this Fox station. I'm Shepard Smith, Fox News, Capitol Hill.
Introducing Mega Red Advanced Triple Absorption for typical start for brain.
Dichotomy of President Trump and one of the reasons why he is so controversial, because he has huge support in the Republican Party right now. 90%, 91% of those who voted for him support what he's doing, high 80s with the rest of the Republican Party. And on paper, he looks like, quote, a normal Republican in terms of his policies. It's his character. It's the way he treats people that is so controversial. And he got to that in the feeling about no matter what your political beliefs are, this is not like the way we're feeling as a country.
All right, Megan, thank you. That's our coverage of the State of the Union. A thank you to my colleagues here on the panel. Much more tomorrow morning on Today, and I'll see you again tomorrow night on NBC Nightly News. Thank you for joining us. On behalf of
with the Chase Mobile app. Michaela.
The Infiniti QX60. Impressive performance and seating perspective. Lease the Infiniti QX60 for $409 a month or finance at 1.9% APR at your Southern California Infiniti retailer.
Your discretion is advised.
Howdy.
Back to more of that California living. YG cooking soul, DJ drama. Mr. Big Ball, belts in her hands, her mouth and her pussy. Big shout to the homie Nipsey Hussle. I mean, if you can buy it for $100, why can't you buy it for $1,000? If you can buy it for $1,000, you might as well pay 10 stacks. You dig me? That's.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
Cooking soul.
Yeah. Hustle. You know, neighborhood. Blanco. AMB. Look. Ain't the type of white dude sipping Bud Light. I'm the type with my nine screaming Thug Life. A bad bitch, what the fuck tonight? You ain't shit, motherfucker, so it's fucking life. Fuck the DEA, IRS, and FBI. They're a set, I won't regret it till we start child. I'll never leave a paper trail. Best believe I'm a G, I will break the scale. I'm a hustler, give a fuck about a budget. I'm a gangster, give a fuck about the judges. I'm a monster, middle finger to you suckers. I'm a mobster, Mr. Untouchable. Can't fuck with me, I'm so on some other shit. On a road trip, gotta bring my other bitch. Not my other bitch, my other bitch. Every brick I flip, the more I'm like, fuck, I'm rich.
Protection. I'm the nigga that your mama told you not to mess with. Caught an interception on your bitch, not to kidnap. Give her some dick, and watch her mess and collapse. Pushing the label, yeah, been that way from day one. The hoes get around me and me, I can start to say something. Let my chain speak, I ain't really gotta say much. If you see me in the streets, I'm a cool nigga, stay up. I'm all about my dollars, find my collar on the whole bitch. She say, all you wanna do is fuck me, I say you know it. My bitch stolen, my bitch bad. Don't trip, cause the homies got the strap. Run up in your pad like the motherfucking police. Your pistols in your face like, nigga, don't you owe me? I'm trying to store the rap game like the house lit. I'm from the west, but I'm trying to fuck the south, bitch. Nigga, come on, come on, motherfucker. Like, I'm really on this shit. I tell this shit to everybody. I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Look, I'm fresh off the block. I ain't even really left yet. Best on the west, hands down, no question. And my Adidas got the Slauson boy etched in. And Black Sam keep the money invested. All I do is check rappers off the checklist. Now I'm beef, I eat beef for breakfast. Now I'm sleep, cause these streets are hectic. I don't make peace, I just put them on my necklace. Real nigga, never ran, never snitched. The old lady on Fifth ain't raised no bitch. And we some real niggas, not like the niggas in your clique. I was running around talking about the little shit you did. We don't never say nothing about that big shit we did. We just see each other and nod, and you know what it is. And we don't talk about the big shit we did. We just see each other and nod, and you know what it is, nigga.
Look, VV nigga, I be on that dope shit. My junkies, we stay ready, be heavy and get your dope kick. You talking pussy, boy, on my mama, you ain't shot a six. This nigga mad, old Will, yeah, I got your bitch. I heard that he snitched the paperwork, been circulating. Heard this nigga snitch, I swear to God, how the fuck he ate? No debating, hands down, I got the crown. You can ask around the town, DB, I'm getting down fast. I got the gas, and gas, on top of gas. I'm like, fuck school, never went to class. I act the ass, and act the ass, I'm like, fuck math. They talking shit, I swear to God, them niggas dumb trash. Black mask, I'm hopping out with that black mask. East Oak in California, we like, fuck tag. I had cash, and had cash, and had cash. Me, YG, Nancy Blanco, I had gas.
Elementary. A district spokesperson says two kindergarten classrooms were vandalized sometime on Sunday or Monday morning. What a mess. This is the second time the school has been hit by vandals. Two items, but luckily they
have to. I should have stayed gone when I left. But I keep coming back, oh Lord, for more.
You know, over the next 2 days, we'll probably talk about it.
When I leave, it's time, oh Lord, make sure it's understood that this time I'm gone for good. Many times I've left you, but I couldn't stay away too long. Thank God for the strength that He gave me to leave home. But I
of my mind. But when I leave this time, to make sure it's understood, this time I'm gone for good. This time, baby. Don't let you worry me no more. And this time, baby, don't even say nothing to me.
Tonight at Sam's, your opinion is worth more than you think, enough to earn serious cash. In a little time, finding who wants to pay you at your point of view. And opinion. Tonight at Sam's, on KCAL My News.
Make this too long, because I don't know how many people can understand me. I wish I could speak a little French for y'all so you'll understand what I was talking about. But anyway, this song is called One for the Lonely. And it's for those who know they're lonely.
and some that don't. Because, at least where I come from, there's a whole lot of people that don't know they're lonely because they spend too much time making that dollar their friend. Yeah.
Thank you. Look at the box he's over here, ladies.
Silence looks like.